Vachem Parakid Gimel Mishnah. Shochei Ba'amala Bechut. Chai Ba'al Shkita B'chai Al Ha'alib. Somebody who shuts the korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash, and then after that he is malayed, he puts it up to be makdir, also outside the Beit HaMikdash, is chai of two chatos. One for the Shkita, that he shachted a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, and one for the halah that he did outside of the Beit HaMikdash. These are considered two separate averes, so therefore, even if both are done behelam echad, without realizing in between the Shkita and the halah that it was a korban, it's still chai of two chatos. Even though somebody who does one avera twice behelam echad, without realizing in between that he did an avera, is only chai of one chatos. But Shkita and Halah are considered two separate averes, and therefore he's chai of two chatos, even though they were done behelam echad. Rav Yosef Glili Omer, shachat b'pnim behelah b'chutz chayim. Shachat b'chutz behelah b'chutz pasuk. Shelo hela el adavar pasuk. Rav Yosef Glili says, if the shechita of the korban was done behesher b'pnim inside the Beit HaMikdash, and after the shechita was done, it was taken out of the Beit HaMikdash, and the halah was taken up to be burnt outside of the Beit HaMikdash. In such a case, it'd be chayiv on the halah. But if the shechita of the korban was done outside the Beit HaMikdash, and then he did the halah of the korban, his pater for the halah, he'd only be chayiv for the shechita. Because the halah was done on a korban that was pasul. The reason being, as soon as the korban was shechted outside of the Beit HaMikdash, it became pasul. And therefore, when he did the halah outside the Beit HaMikdash, he did a halah on a korban that is already pasul, and the Torah is not mechayev him for halah in such a case. Amru lo, af ha-shochei b'fnim u'mala b'chutz, kiven shehotziu pasul. The Chacham said to Rabbi Yosef Glili, even somebody who shechts a korban behesher inside the Beit HaMikdash, and then he takes out the korban to be makdir outside the Beit HaMikdash, he's still doing a halah on a korban pasul, because as soon as he took the korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash, it became pasul biyotze. A korban that is taken outside of the Beit HaMikdash is pasul. So if you're not chayav for halah on a korban pasul, you'd never be chayav for a halah that was done mechutz leBeit HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yosef Glili himself holds that even though that's correct, that by shechita b'flim and halah b'chutz, you're also doing a halah on a korban pasul, but since it had a time where it was right to be nixed on the mizbeach after the shechita was done b'fnim, even though it later on became pasul before the halah, the Torah is mechayev you for halah b'chutz in such a case, as opposed to where the shechita was done b'chutz, where it was never right to be nixed on b'fnim as it became pasul immediately by shechita. In such a case, the Torah is not mechayev you for halah b'chutz. Masechet Brachim, Parakit Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Tamei Shacha, Bein Kodesh Tamei, U'Bein Kodesh Tar, Chayim. Somebody who's Tamei, who ate from a Basar Korban, whether that Korban was Tamei, or whether it was Tar before he ate it, in either case, his Chayim Kodesh, if he did so, B'mezit. And his Chayim to bring a Chatos, if he did so, B'shoge. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Tamei Shacha Tar, Chayim. V'Tamei Shacha Tamei Patur. Shalom Achal Eladavar Tamer. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, one of the Torah Mechayev Kares, for somebody who is Tamer, who eats the Basar Korban, that's only if the Basar Korban was Tar before he ate it. But in a case where the Basar Korban was Tamer before he ate it, then he is Pater from Kares, is only Chayev Malkis, and he only ate a Korban that is Tamer. And the Chiyev for eating a Korban that was Tamer is only a Chiyev Lav, he would only get Malkis. So therefore, this is Basar Korban Tame, and therefore it's only a Chiyev Malkis, as opposed to somebody who is Tame and eats a Korban Tar, then there would be a Chiyev Kares. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yosef Glili, Ach Tame Sha'acha Tar Kimen Shenagabo Temu. Even somebody who is Tame that ate a Basar Korban that is Tar, the Basar Korban becomes Tame before he eats it. Because as soon as he touches it, since he is Tamei, he is Metamei the Basar. So if you are not Mechayev Kares for a Tamei that eats Basar Tamei, then there never would be a Chiyev Kares for somebody who is Tamei who eats Basar Korban. And every time he touches the Korban before he eats it, it becomes Tamei, so he's eating a Zavar Tamei. And Rabbi Yosef Glili himself holds that if the person was Tamei before, the Basar became Tame. In such a case, he agreed with the Chachamim that there would be a Chiyuv Karet for eating the Basar. When does Rabbi Yosef really argue with the Chachamim? That's only if the Basar was Tame before the person became Tame. As Rabbi Yosef really holds, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, meaning to say, in a case where there's already an Isser, such as in this case, where there's an Isser for eating the Basar is Tame. Even if after that there would be another Isser, that the person himself would become Tame. So now there's an Isser for eating Basar Korban, since he himself is Tame. That second Isser would not be Chal. As since it's anyway Asr to eat the Basar, the fact that he himself became Tame would not add an additional Isser for eating this Basar, so therefore there would be no Chiyuv Karet, only a Chiyuv Lav for eating Basar Tame. While the Rabban hold that we do say Isser Chal Isser, the Isser Kola. That the Rabban hold that when the second Isser is an Isser Kola, meaning to say that that Isser also offers on him other things besides this Basar. As when the Basar was Tame, he only was not allowed to eat that Basar. But now that he himself became Tame, he can't eat any Basar Kacha. So that's called an Isser Kola. As the second Isser is broader than the first Isser. The second Isser, that he himself became Tame, does not allow to eat any Basar Korban. So therefore, that second Isser is Chal. Also for this Basar that has already become Tame. So when he eats the Basar, he is Chayav Karet for eating Basar Korban b'tumas haguf. V'tahar she'achal tamei patur she'enu chayav ela al tumas haguf. And somebody who is taught, who eats Basar Korban, which is tamei, he is patur from Karet if he does so b'mezid, and patur from achatas if he does so b'shogig, is only chayav makas if he does so b'mezid, as there is only a chayav Karet for eating Basar b'tumas haguf where he himself is tamei. But where the Basar is Tame and he is Tar, there's no Chiyuv Karet, only a Chiyuv Malka.